The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
To stand before the people of God, and I know that God will bless you tremendously in the name of Jesus. It's a great privilege and a great honor to be on this side of the auditorium, and I never take it for granted. To God alone be all the praises. Join me as I appreciate our Father in the Lord, the senior pastor of this great commission. Can you jam your hands together for this great man of honor? I pray that the Lord will increase you more and more, sir, in the name of Jesus. His anointing upon your life shall be multiplied the more in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. I also appreciate Mama this morning. Let's jam our hands together. As we appreciate Mama, God bless you, ma'am, and the Lord make you to be more glorious in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I appreciate all the pastors, and I pray that the Lord will bless every one of us this morning in the name of Jesus. Today is a Thanksgiving service, and as usual, our Thanksgiving service is always full of Thanksgiving. This morning is not going to be an exception because we are going to thank the Lord. The topic is Thanksgiving for Supernatural Restoration. Turn with me your Bible to the book of Luke, chapter 17. The book of Luke, chapter 17, as we read from verse 12. The book of Luke, chapter 17, from verse 12. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." And when he saw them, he said unto them, "Go shew yourself unto the priest." And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, "Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? Verse 18. There are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. And he said unto him, "Arise, go thy way. Thy faith made thee whole." This morning, your faith and your thanksgiving will make things work out for you in the name of Jesus. Thanksgiving lifestyle for supernatural restoration. 10 lepers were healed, but one was made whole. 10 lepers were healed, but one was made whole. The remaining 9 were healed. They were not made whole. Hallelujah. There's a difference between being healed and being made whole. Praise the Lord. Let me try to explain that. Leprosy is a disease that brings about deformity and all those things. They were healed of their lepers, but the sign and the stigma of the leprosy was still on them. That was the 9. But the one that came back to give thanks, he was healed and he was cleansed. That is, you cannot see any trace. He was made whole. There is nothing that will say this person was a former leper via thanksgiving. This morning, we have been studying the life of supernatural restoration. That has been our series for some time. And I want to welcome you to today's service because I know that God is going to visit you in the name of Jesus. We have been on this series of supernatural restoration for some time. And today, just like we said earlier, we are looking at Thanksgiving lifestyle. Thanksgiving lifestyle for supernatural restoration. What is lifestyle? What is lifestyle? A lifestyle is a way of living that shows the value and the attitude of a person. Lifestyle is a way of living that shows the value, the values and attitude of a person. That shows the value, what you really hold in esteem. And supernatural restoration is not automatic. It's not automatic. It's not something that you go to the market and just pay some money and you buy and you go back to your home. No. It's not what you just wake up and you see at the back of your house, then you pick it up and bring it home. No. It's not automatic. And one of the major things For you to enjoy supernatural life, supernatural restoration is a lifestyle of thanksgiving. We have defined earlier that lifestyle is what you hold in what? Esteem value. What you have value for. It is your attitude. The attitude of a person. So the one that has the lifestyle of thanksgiving is the one that has the attitude and that value thanksgiving. May you value thanksgiving and may you have the attitude of thanksgiving in the name of Jesus. The word thanksgiving has two words. You split it into syllables. The first one is thanks and the next one is giving. The first one is thanks and the next one is what? Giving. We know the meaning of thanks. Let me put it in the mother tongue. Pardon me for those that don't speak Yoruba language. Thanks means ope. Ope. Thanksgiving means idupe. That is offering of thanks. So the Yoruba language actually splitted it perfectly. Offering of thanks. Now, if you bring the two together, it means giving of thanks or offering of thanks to God. This morning, as you offer your thanks as a sacrifice to God, it will be acceptable and the Lord will reward you for it in the name of Jesus. What is thanksgiving? What is thanksgiving? Number one, to offer thanksgiving is to express appreciation to God for his benefits that you have received. To offer appreciation to God for his benefits that you have received. Psalm 68 verse 19. The Bible says, bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless the Lord who daily loaded us with benefits. Even the God of our salvation. Who daily do what? Loaded us with benefits. Who daily loaded us with benefits? How many of us, you know your heart since January till now, you have never enjoyed any benefits from God? Can I see your hands? You have never enjoyed any benefits from God. Can I see your hand? For our online viewers, can you just, if you know you have not enjoyed any benefits, just put a comment there. I've not enjoyed any benefits. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The fact that you are still alive is a benefit. The fact that you are still breathing is a benefit. You are not better than those who are 6 feet below. Many of them has millions of nairas in their account. Many has millions of dollars, not even naira, in their account. Some try to prevent death with their money, but they could not. To God be the glory for you and I. Because he has kept you. And daily loading us with benefits. Praise the Lord. Psalm 103 verse 2 says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Bless the Lord, O my soul. That is, give thanks to God, O my soul. Don't forget his benefits. Don't forget all that he has done. Hallelujah. That should be our lifestyle. That should be our way of thinking. That should be one of the things we value most. Can I tell you this? You may find it difficult to believe, but it's the truth. Do you know that even animals give thanks? Animals. If you keep animals, when they see you, you are the one that is always giving them food. They will wag their tail. Thanking you, wag their tail. Happy, wag their tail. When the one that is not the one giving them food comes, they will look at the person and move away. But you are the one that is feeding, they will wag their tail to say, thank you for yesterday's meal. I want another one. So that should be our attitude. And you know, the beautiful thing is they don't forget. They don't forget. Take them away, especially dogs. Take them away. Or you travel. Come back 2 years after. They will still remember you. They will still remember that, yeah, this man did good for me. Praise the Lord. But many of us will forget the benefit. Then we look at what we have asked that we have not received. And we capitalize on that. And I was speaking to someone in the course of the week, a young lady, and she said, I got angry with God and I did not want to serve God again. Because I did not see anything that God has done for me. Initially, I wanted to say, please, can you stand up and leave my office? If God has not done anything for you, but as a pastor, you don't have to. I just calmed down and said, can I ask you? God has not done it. I have not seen anything. I said, okay, good. Did you eat yesterday? She said, yes. You ate yesterday. And it didn't come out of your nose. You didn't suffocate while you were eating the food. Are you the one that made it possible? She said, no. I said, oh, good. When you slept last night, you were asleep. Can you tell me how many mosquitoes were flying around? Or did you know the number of cockroaches that were creeping around you? Or did you know what somebody was planning against you? Who kept you? I said, by the way, maybe you perhaps bought a drug that woke you up this morning? And she was speechless. She was about crying. She didn't know what to say. So I asked her, the clothes that you are even wearing. I said, we must understand that God is not... many of us, we take God like the way we treat our friends. That maybe you ask your friend for something and he did not give you something. This one is a bad friend. Hallelujah. Important facts about Thanksgiving lifestyle. Say Thanksgiving. Say Thanksgiving will be my lifestyle. Number one, it is the cheapest way to get God's attention. Thanksgiving is the cheapest way to get God's attention. It's the cheapest way to get God's attention. When you want God's attention, know how to thank Him. Number two, Thanksgiving must first have root in you before it bears root outside. Facts about Thanksgiving lifestyle. It must first have root in you before it can produce root outside. You must make Thanksgiving. Let it have root in you. Let it have root in you. Perhaps you are working and you have not been promoted for some time. You say, God is not good. Oh, my colleagues have been promoted. I'm not enjoying promotion. Thank God first that you even still have a job. Now you still have a job. Thank God for that. Because there are many of your colleagues that are out there that doesn't have a job. Some are even better qualified. They don't have a job. But you have one. Thank God for it. Number three, Thanksgiving adds color to your Christian experience. One of the most beautiful things about the Christian experience is when we offer thanks to God. It's a beautiful experience. It's a beautiful experience. It's a beautiful experience. When we offer thanks to God, we enjoy the aura of the presence of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Number four, Thanksgiving is the gateway to multiplication. Thanksgiving is what? The gateway to do what? To multiplication. Jeremiah chapter 30 verse 19. Jeremiah chapter 30 verse 19 says, out of them shall proceed thanksgiving and the voices of them that make merry. Can somebody shout hallelujah? Can we go back? Media, God bless you. Out of them shall proceed thanksgiving and the voice of them that make merry, and I will multiply them. Your thanksgiving brings multiplication, and they shall not be few. You will not be few in the name of Jesus. And I love this part. It says, I will glorify them. When the glory of God comes upon you, no man can put you down. The Lord shall glorify you in the name of Jesus. And they shall not be small. You will not be small in the name of Jesus. Now, what bets all these? Thanksgiving. 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 Multiplication. Glorification. Becoming great. Thanksgiving. The package in Thanksgiving is an awesome package. And I want to encourage you this morning that you make Thanksgiving a lifestyle. Hallelujah. Turn to your neighbor, say, make Thanksgiving a lifestyle. For those watching us online, put your comments there. I will make Thanksgiving a lifestyle. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. One of the things that makes you to get close to someone is when you meet someone or you know someone that is a thanksgiver. How many of us know that? Maybe your friend, when you do a little thing, he will come and thank you. You naturally tend to become closer to such individual than the one that when you do something for, maybe until you call him and say, hello, by the way, didn't you see the money I credited your account with? Sorry, I saw it, thank you, I forgot. That's after 3 days. Then the person did not say anything again. Next time when he comes, and he say, can you share me data? Yeah, I don't have data. In fact, I have, but I will not share. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You get closer to the one that knows how to do what? Offer thanksgiving. Hallelujah. So God gets closer to people that offer thanksgiving and make it your lifestyle. See, one of the things that I've learned from our Father in the Lord, if I've not learned anything, but I've learned plenty of things from him. One of the first major things that I learned, from Papa is thanksgiving. How many of us can testify to that? Papa can thank you for I don't know. There's nothing he will not thank you for. Pastor Eshiano. Pastor, thank you. He is an epitome of thanksgiving. Praise the Lord. I've learned that from him. Do I thank before, but not as much like that. There are some things that when somebody do for me, I just feel it's natural for maybe my brother or my wife to do certain things. But Papa taught me how to give thanks. And I can assure you, that's one of the things that made me close to him. Hallelujah. I'm giving you a secret this morning. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that secret. Hallelujah. Number 5. Thanksgiving is an invitation for more of his blessings. Thanksgiving is an invitation for more of his blessings. When you want to enjoy more blessing, know how to offer thanks to God. When you know how to thank him for what he has done, you are opening the door for an avalanche of more. Praise the Lord. Share the story with us before, some couple of years back, there are two people that used to work for me to help me do some work in my farm, mostly. The Christmas period, I normally give something to them. So that particular Christmas, I gave out some things to them. And the following day, one of them called me. I said, Pastor, thank you so much for what you gave us. In fact, that was what saved the Christmas. I'm so grateful. He started praying. And I thought, it's just little. Then the second person did not call. Neither did he send SMS or send anything. And after like 2 weeks, I saw him. I said, by the way, I hope you enjoy the thing. What kind of chicken is that? The thing is nice. This and that. Oh, good. Very good. I kept quiet. He didn't say thank you. So I kept quiet. Then he also said, no, tell him. He doesn't know. So I called him. I said, come. But you have not said thank you. He said, Emma Vinu, sorry. Thank you. I said, okay. Another time, I gave to them again, the two of them. The first person, instantly, prostrated, thank you, sir. God bless you. The next day, he called. I am my dad. And he started praying again and thanking me. I said, God bless you too. Then this other person did not say anything again. So, I told my wife, I said, I will not give this guy anything again. And sincerely, I stopped. So one day, he needed something and he came to me and said, Pastor, this. I said, I will not give you. I told him, I said, I will not give you. Sir, what happened? I said, because you don't know how to give thanks. And that is why you are at this level. And you know the funniest part? He is more of a believer than the other person. Yeah, he's more of a believer. If you look at the position in the church where he attends, he's more of a believer than the other person. So I said, that is why you are at this position. And can I tell you this? The other guy kept enjoying, not only from me, kept enjoying increase. Promotion at his place of work. Increase from people. People dashing him things. Increase. People giving his children scholarship. He kept enjoying more and more. And this other person kept going down more and more. So you see, thanksgiving open door to more. Don't look at what you don't have. Look at what God has done. Sometimes many of us, we look at what our church cannot offer us, or our church, we feel that our church cannot give us. And we, because of that, we say things that are not right. But we forget what we have benefited. What God has used the ministry, the church, to bless us with. And when you come to that state, you close the door for more blessing. May you not close that door in the name of Jesus. Say, why did the pastor behave this way? You have forgotten the same pastor was there for you when you are in need. Now, for one reason or the other, he could not do certain things. Then you hold it against him or her. It's wrong. May we be liberated from such in the name of Jesus. May we be free from such in the name of Jesus. Always give thanks. How to possess a lifestyle of thanksgiving. How to possess. Number one, always think of or see God's faithfulness in the journey of your life. Always think of or see God's faithfulness in every journey of your life. Psalm 89 verse 1. I will sing of God's mercies. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. With my mouth will I proclaim. With my mouth will I make known. With my mouth will I declare thy faithfulness to all generations. There's a song with that verse. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing. With my mouth will I proclaim God's faithfulness, thy faithfulness. With my mouth will I proclaim thy faithfulness to all generation. I will sing of the Lord, this is of the Lord forever. Of the mercies of the Lord. How many of his mercy have you proclaimed to generation next to you? How many? How many have you declared? You know, evangelism is one of the ways of proclaiming God's mercy. Sometimes when you go on evangelism, tell the person, say, look at me. This me that you are seeing. My life used to be like no life. You know, there are some life that is like no life. My life used to be like no life. But God found me, brought me out, decorated my life, and made me who I am today. You are proclaiming his faithfulness. You are giving the glory back to God. God has blessed you with something, and people say, ah, God bless. Ah, wonderful. This, your car is beautiful. Wow. Say, ah, it is not me. It is God. He is the one that have done it. In fact, if you can accept him as your Lord and Savior, more than this he will give to you. You are proclaiming his faithfulness. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. That is the kind of lifestyle that we need. Always think of what he has done. Always think of his faithfulness. See it. Look at it. Think of it. Number two. Always give testimonies of God's faithfulness. Always give testimonies of God's faithfulness. Sometimes it amazes me. Many of us, we share our testimonies with our pastor. I know it's good. It's wonderful. But we don't declare it in the church. You know, people's testimonies boost other people's faith and makes God to be happy. Psalm 119, verse 46. I will speak of thy testimony also before kings, and will not be ashamed. I will speak of thy testimonies before kings. I will proclaim thy testimonies. I will speak of it, and I will not be ashamed. May you not be ashamed to declare God's faithfulness and his testimonies in the name of Jesus. Mark it. Few days from now, testimonies are coming to everything you have written in your expectation sleep in the name of Jesus. Some are already harvesting their testimonies. I can tell you that. Some are already harvesting it. And every one of us, we harvest testimonies concerning all that we have written in our expectation sleep in the name of Jesus. Can I tell you this? For many of us sitting here this morning and many watching us online, these 12 days will not finish before God answers your prayers in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Number 3, associate with grateful people. Watch your association, because your association will soon become like your friend. Because you will soon become like your friends. Because you will always think like them. Don't associate with ungrateful people who are always ungrateful. One of the people that you should not relate with closely, you can't do without having one or two ungrateful people around you. But don't be intimate with such people. Don't be intimate. The moment you spot that this person is always complaining, dissociate yourself from that person. One of the keys to know ungrateful people and unthankful people is complaining. And the person I spoke about earlier, I actually dissociated myself from him. I stopped him from working for me at a particular point. Because I noticed also that he complains a lot. Complains a lot. And this one. So I stopped him. And he does good job at good prices, but I stop him. Move to somebody that collects more money, but is always happy and doesn't complain. When you buy this one for him, say this material you have bought is not good, and this one is, it's always complaining. So I stop him. I said, no, I won't. I told my wife, I said, look, this guy is not going to work for me again. He said, why? I said, because he's always complaining. He's always complaining. So I stop him. Dissociate yourself from them, because they will infect you. You know, sometimes, I don't know how it's like that. Why somebody with bad character infects somebody with good character more easily than good character infecting bad character. I don't know why it's like that. So dissociate yourself. Don't associate with people who are ungrateful. Don't work with ungrateful elements. There are some people that naturally, they are unthankful, ungrateful, and they are not apologetic about it. Praise the Lord. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 13, verse 20, he that walketh with the wise shall be what? Shall be wise. But a companion of fools shall be destroyed. He that walketh with the wise shall be wise. May you walk with the wise and be wise in the name of Jesus. May you walk with the wise and you will be wise in the name of Jesus. Number 4. Do it regularly. Be thankful regularly. Despite the fact that David was busy, he praised God passionately, always. Psalm 119, verse 164 says, seven times a day do I praise thee because of thy righteous judgment. Seven times a day do I praise thee. This is a man that loves God so much that when he recovered the Ark of Covenant, he danced like a madman before God. He was so grateful that God helped him to recover the Ark of Covenant. It's not his own property. He's not going to increase the wealth in his house. But the fact that he has brought back the presence of God into the land of Israel, he was so happy, dancing like a madman. jumping up before God. And God was pleased with him. May God be pleased with you in the name of Jesus. I said, may God be pleased with you in the name of Jesus. He danced so much that even his wife was like, Kilo De, you are dancing like a vain person. And I love the reply of King David. He said, I am dancing before God, who has found me more worthy than your father's house. 2 Samuel chapter 6, verse 14. And David danced before the Lord with all his might, and David was girded with a linen ephod. So David and all the house of Israel brought up the ark of the Lord with shouting, and with the sound of trumpet. Can somebody shout hallelujah? I didn't say speak hallelujah. I said shout hallelujah. That's better. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And as the ark of the Lord came into the city of David, Michal, the Saul's daughter, looked through a window and saw King David leaping and dancing before the Lord. And she despised him in her heart. Hallelujah. Now let's just go verse 20. Then David returned to bless his household, and Michal, the daughter of Saul, came out to meet David and said, how glorious was the king of Israel today. Look at you. Who uncovered himself in the eyes of his handmaid. Look at you. Shameless king. Dancing like a madman before your servant. Shamelessly uncovering himself. And David said, I love the answer of David. There's a portion that I love most, and I'll tell you that. It was before the Lord. David, while he was dancing, he was not recognizing that anybody was watching him. He didn't see that people were looking at it. He was dancing. He said, I wasn't dancing before those people that you thought I was dancing before. I was dancing before my God. It's not before man. So, before God, I'm shameless. Hallelujah. Before God, I'm shameless. Because he's the one that made me. He knows me. I'm shameless. When you get to the point that you are shameless before God, then you'll be ready to thank God anyhow. I'm shameless before God. It's not before man. It's before my God. And I'm shameless before him. Praise the Lord. Who have chosen me before thy father. Not only your father, before all his house. To appoint me ruler over the people of the Lord, over Israel. Therefore, I will play. Say, I will play. Hey, I will play, not before man, but I will play before the Lord. And I will yet more vow. That is, I will yet be more, I will be yet more shameless before God. Hallelujah. And I will be base, I will be humble in my own sight. And those maidservants which you have spoken of them shall I be had in honor. Can you see that? Because when you are shameless before God, God will not be ashamed of you in public. God will honor you in public. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. This morning I want us to know that one of the best things to do is to do what? To thank God. And as we thank God today, it will surely grant you supernatural restoration in the name of Jesus. Supernatural restoration of all that you have lost in the name of Jesus. So be prepared to thank God. Be prepared to thank God. Be prepared to thank God. If you are watching us online, thank God. Don't say I'm in my house. Thank God. Thank him. Be shameless before God. And I know that the Lord will visit you in the name of Jesus.
Wow, I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.